It's mentioned that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Shibli Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi, he says that I saw my deceased neighbor in my dream. So when I seen him, I asked him that, how did Allah treat you? And the deceased neighbor goes, look, I faced severe difficulties. I could not even recall the answers to the questions of Munkar and Nakir. So he says that I thought that I have not died on faith. Meanwhile, a voice was called out that you are receiving this punishment. Why? Because of the unnecessary use of your tongue in the world. Allahu Akbar. Then what happened? The angels of punishment, he says that they proceeded towards me. Alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah, one beautiful individual, he appeared and he became a barrier between me and this punishment. So once I was saved from this punishment, I asked this young man, this beautiful, handsome man, I asked him that, who are you who has saved me today? And the young man, he replied that, look, I am created by the blessings of your abundant recitation of Durood Sharif, and I am to help you in your times of need, inshallah, azawajal, subhanallah. So what do we learn from this? We learn from this that if you continue to recite Durood Pak, if you continue to recite peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the blessings of Allah, this peace and blessings, this Durood Pak, inshallah, azawajal, will help you at the time of need, inshallah.